Welcome, everyone. It's very nice to see that so many people show up now tonight. I'm not a real D machiner. I'm interested in D machines, and it's kind of new for me also. And one of the first things I saw was this kind of event, and it's called live coding, byte jam. And a byte jam is a friendly get together and just make some nice code and see what's going to happen.
So with this pretense, please give a big round of applause for TIC80 Byte Jam.
Yeah. So I'm going to give the word to Anas because he's better with TIC80 and stuff. So here you go.
Well, I'm also not a real demo scener, even though I have participated a couple of times and mostly lost, but sometimes won. In this case, I'm a scene consumer, but I do know a tiny bit of TIC80, so I can try and explain what the coders are doing. So, let's see. Is everybody ready? Is the referee ready? No, the referee is not yet ready. What are you seeing? Oh. So, for people new to the TIC80, the TIC80 is a fantasy console. A fantasy console is not a proper real console that you might know, like a Commodore 64, an MSX, a NES, a Sega Dreamcast, whatever. Those are real consoles. A fantasy console is a new concept made specifically for time-constrained coding and byte-size-constrained coding. The whole idea is that you take a modern CPU and still apply some limits to it, because demo scenes started becoming boring. Everybody can make nice, awesome stuff with all the power of a modern computer, so it was decided to make fantasy consoles. Someone decided, I don't know who. The TIC80 is one of the more modern fantasy consoles, and it has the option of coding in Lua, in JavaScript, in many other languages. But in this case, I guess they're all going to be coding in Lua. And you have a tiny screen resolution. I forgot the screen size. Anybody knows? Nope. 240 by 136 pixels. So that's a tiny resolution. You have a small bit of memory, which I also forgot how much. It's complicated. Okay, let's keep it at that. And the whole idea is that people get a time limit, in this case 40 minutes, and also a size limit. Normally that's calculated in bytes, 265 bytes, 128 bytes. This time we're going for 64K. So that's a lot of typing in 40 minutes. I don't think anybody's gonna fill the size limit. Let's see, we're still waiting for the networking stuff to be set up correctly. Super Rogue is doing an awesome job there. And Blinnery is doing some head bobbing. Luckily, we have a good DJ, Io. Would be interesting if we had people here on the field that know something about computers. They might be able to help. You got it. You have the green lights. Yes, we have some people on the screen. So, as you can see, Glinry is on the left side while sitting on the right side. Lynn is on the right side, sitting on the left side. I think we are almost ready. Let's have a look at the referee. Are we ready? Almost. So the DJ can start whenever he wants. Let's get going. Yeah, ready? Get set? Let's go. There is no subject this time, so it's all creativity. As you might be able to see, it says function tick, and that is the main function of a Tick 80. Every clock, screen refresh, so 60 times or 50 times a second, this function gets called, and whatever is in there will be shown on the screen. And if we look at Blinry's screen on the left, we see that he is making some shortcuts instead of math, sin, etc. It's just sin, cos, pi, square root, all that kind of stuff. Makes it a lot easier and less time consuming to type. And also in case of a size constraint, oh, we're at 509 bytes apparently. In case of a size constraint version, this actually does matter. So, Lynn is going to be drawing some lines, and Blinry is going to be drawing some triangles. Am I going to be controversial when I'm saying those are Camelot steps that Lynn is drawing?
So far away from it.
I'm terrible with names, even names of effects, so you can tell me anything it is. If this relaxing live coding is making you want to join in, you should visit demozoo.org. It has a nice list of upcoming competitions that are going to be a lot more frantic. I think Blinry is making a camp field with trees or something. Starting to look interesting. I'm getting a feeling what Glinnery is going for. And Lin is adding some screen functions. As far as I can remember, that is a raster line. So L would be the raster line you're on, so vertical. Poking scary things into memory. Thanks, Lynn, for fixing me on this one. Wavy Kefren's bars. A starry, dreamy camp field. As you can see, Lua is a very easy language to get into. It also has a lot of stupid quirks. For example, arrays start at 1. I'm unfortunately all out of Lua routers, otherwise you can have off by one errors in physical objects as well, which is a fun thing to do. For variations of fun. Is setting up an interesting matrix of sine and cosine functions there. And showing that you can actually start at 0. The first 10 minutes have passed, and so far we have an interesting, dreamy campsite, some Kefren's bars, and a whole lot of moth set up to do some interesting circly things. interference patterns? Moiré? Or is it Moir? Do we have anyone who knows how to pronounce that stuff? Moiré? Moiré? Starting to look really nice there on Lin's Moiré patterns. Ooh, that is starting to look like a laser. A firehouse in the field of dreams. That is really tripping up now. Not to promote alcoholism here, but demo scene competitions are best enjoyed with a nice, interesting beer. Or Bacardi Cola. And for everybody in the tent who doesn't have headphones yet, in 5 minutes, the speakers will be turned off and it will become silent disco mode only. Luckily, we have a countdown timer, so that would be 22 minutes on the timer. Lin is screaming internally, but not very loud. Okay. needs more cat noises. Since I see a string and a string length, I'm gonna be guessing that there will be some scrollers in this production. Drink beer, not microphone. Blinry's field is becoming more intricate and intricate with more moving parts. Since in the tick 80, within the tick function, everything is drawn from top to bottom, every frame, it is important to see where you put your stuff. If you want to have your lasers in front of your campers or in the back, it makes a difference at what time you call them. If you get excited about this stuff and want to try it yourself, the Tick 80 is open source, can be downloaded from tick80.org, I think, I'm not entirely sure. But if you Google Tick 80, it's very easy to find and download for your preferred operating system. Ooh, that is starting to become really trippy on Lynn's screen. Yeah. And a friendly reminder, when leaving the tent, please return the headphones. They're pretty expensive. I'm seeing some flamethrower field effects with the lasers on the camp now. And while Blinry is making an MCH 2022 postcard to send home, Berlin is making a meow tunnel. That is a big meow. Meow fits really well with the classic Moiré design. And we're at the halfway mark. There's a drop shadow on the meow. Since Lynn is all out of ideas, and now screaming externally, does anybody in the audience have any ideas? Rainbows? We might be getting a field mic for people to give ideas.
A Christmas tree?
A Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Yeah, why not?
At SHOT 2017, Defaced had a Christmas tree.
Yeah, let's continue traditions.
Handing out IDs doesn't mean they will be incorporated. It's just a slight hint towards the competitors.
Lynn, add a rotating cat.
Ooh, that is a nice water effect that Blinry just added. Distorted mirrored. To make it easy for coders, the standard palette in the TIC 80 has the colors in a sane order. That makes making rainbows a breeze. I'm still wondering what Glenry is doing with the mouse function, though. Ooh, then it became a real silent disco. Well, everybody give it up for Ayo. He was doing very well. And once his Windows is rebooted, he'll probably continue. Do you need any help? Okay, we'll just wait. So, without music, let me talk some more. And I have absolutely nothing to say. I saw some growing rainbows, some flowing rainbows there. That's starting to look really nice. Whee! And it also looks like Ayo is getting ready to get some music going again. For now, it's just still input. Only input.
Okay, I'm going to take a break from chiptune. How does everybody feel about that? Is it okay? Yes? Yay! More energy? Let's go.
All right, I'm going to take a little... Check? Test?
Yeah? Oh. Yes!
Hello. Yes, there we go. I'm going to take a little break from chiptune if everybody's all right with that. We'll get a little more energy in. Sound good? Yeah? Let's go.
Awesomes. Hello, Dave. Goed idee. Well, since Ayo is teasing me, I'll tell these souls what's up. The demo scene was first started in the early 80s in the cracker scene, because all those cracked software, you have to present your cracker group and make some advertisement for yourself. And how best to do that? By showing your coding skills, your graphic skills, your music skills. And those intros, well, at some point in time, turned out into bigger productions, full demos, multi-disc demos. And with the passing of time and different platforms, there came the PC with shit tons of graphics cards, and everything became boring. Luckily, fantasy consoles were invented to make it less boring, by adding new constraints, because constraints breed creativity. You know what would look really nice with that bouncy rainbow? Some of those wavy pokes. They wouldn't? Okay. Then let's not. Sorry for influencing you there. In the meantime, Blinnery is setting up some very interesting array data. I have absolutely no idea where this is going. And as it says on the Beamer now, go to livecode.demozoo.org for more information on upcoming events, which are a lot more frantic because instead of the 40 minutes that we are now using, usually it's 15 minutes. So can you imagine this kind of stuff made in 15 minutes? Well, that's a postcard I would send home to my mother. The rainbow is now starting to look more like a plasma of some sort. I think these are the amoeba now living in the dishwashing water at heaven. So yes, audience participation is not mandatory, but preferred. If you have anything to say, walk up to the interruption mic and just drop it. Preferably not physically, because also microphones are expensive. With now only just under 7 minutes remaining. Dancing drop shadow reminds me of what I saw last night, trying to get to the toilet. Cut.
at sheep.
If anybody wants to add sheep, you can go take your fingers, walk to the parking, find the sheep and start adding. With only 4.5 minutes remaining, we have Blobby Meows. And on Blinry's side, one of the most photorealistic 8-bit MCH 2021 postcards I have ever seen. With now 3 minutes remaining, if this were a size-constrained competition, people would be stressing out because the dark bar below is red, which means they're way oversized. Unfortunately, well, fortunately, both are almost 1K, which is a nice target to aim for, probably.
Perfect score.
Through tired eyes, I see you, though you don't notice me.
Perfect score.
What would be the perfect score? Well, that completely depends on the competition. In this case, the perfect score is whatever we think is the perfect score, so probably 1337 or something. In normal size constrained competitions, it's usually 265 bytes. 256 bytes. Dutch numerals are really weird. Ooh, I really like the scene switching in Lynn's presentation. With now only 1 minute remaining, please give it up for both contestants and possibly do a group countdown or something if you feel like it. The party is bouncing at Blinry screen with MCH 2022, a humongous moon, lasers, flames, everything there, watery reflections. And on Lynn's side we have meow, 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 meow. With a couple of pretty classic effects. I'm not gonna say whose bars they are because I'll probably be lynched. There's Blobby Plasma. And there's also a lot of Moiré. And we are finished with this round. Before leaving the tent, please remember to put back the headphones where you found them, because we would like to do this kind of thing another time in the near future. Yeah, and also, please stick around, because this was only the first round. Everybody give it up once more for Lynn and Blinry. And our residential DJ, Io. That was pretty awesome. Thank you both. Question, will you be putting them on DemoZoo or on the Tick 80 autoloady thingy? I forgot the name of that thing, you know, probably know it. Well, in that case, we're gonna have to force Havok to save it somewhere.
I've saved it.
Okay, perfect. Compo shit. Thank you, Lynn. We're gonna be preparing for the second round, and I'm gonna be doing something nobody else should be doing: smoke a cigarette. So the next round will be two new competitors, or well, collaborators, conculegas, whatever you want to call them. It's gonna be Super Rogue here on the left and Guessman on the right. And I don't know when we'll be starting, but we'll find out soon enough. Well, probably once the referee is done smoking. Quick reminder, please don't smoke. It's bad for you. What is also bad is not bringing back the headphones. So a quick reminder to drop off the headphones before leaving the area. Another small reminder, even these monitor speakers will be turned off, or are turned off. Yes, they are turned off. So the only way to hear all the fun is with the headphones. And if you think this kind of stuff is funny, go to demozoo.org, scene.org, poet.net, or any of the other demo scene related informational websites. And if specifically you like the idea of byte battles, size constraint coding, please join Lovebyte. The next edition will be Valentine's weekend, I guess. Valentine's weekend. And there will also be a showing of this at Hacker Hotel. In a specific room with nice plush couches and lazy fat boys to lay on and all that kind of stuff. So let's have a look at the referee. Are the coders ready to go? Both coders are ready to go. Is the DJ ready to go? The DJ is finishing his drink and ready to go. So, let's make it a bit quicker. We are counting down. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 3, 2, 1. Coders, start your fingers. This time we are not swapped, so it's Guessman that's actually on the right. And he wants a theme, so whoever walks up to the microphone first and shouts a theme, a microphone, Ransbach, it's over there next to you.
Llamas and guinea pigs.
Llamas and guinea pigs.
Unicorns.
And or unicorns. Llamas and or guinea pigs and or unicorns. So, both Super Rogue is from the Netherlands and is a MS-DOS expert and guest man who's from Brexitania and is a ZX Spectrum expert. Both have a bit of experience doing Lua on the TIC 80. Their Super Rogue has done 6 competitions here and won 5 of the... Is that right? Did you win 5 rounds?
Yeah.
Out of 6?
I've won the 5
battles. Damn. You're good. And Guestman participated 4 times and won half of them. So the theme is llamas and or guinea pigs and or unicorns. Guessman already has a field to put his llamas, unicorns and or guinea pigs in. For people new to the TIC 80, the tick function is called every frame, so that's 60 frames a second. And after that, he's doing some clear screening, setting a timer every 30 seconds of a 60th of a second. I'm terrible at math. And trying to draw a cubist llama. On the other side, we have Super Rogue, who is doing some more interesting things, and emotional support animals are being delivered on stage. Super Rogue has a moiré that is on ADHD or crack. Yeah, that's nice.
Guessman, at sheep, you probably know who wants you to do this.
Super Rogue is making a tunnel-y, moiré-ish thing. For people terrible at math, Eps is a absolute, so negatives get turned into positives. And people terrible at drawing, a rectangle function takes X, Y, X, Y, and color. The A10, somebody can explain it better than me, because it's a tangent thingy, which is when you take a sine and a cosine and do some tangent-y things. If someone actually knows math, they can probably explain it a lot better than I can. Squirt isn't about ejaculation, but a square root function. It's a nice, colorful tunnel that is relatively static still on Super Rogue's side. And Guessman has a capybara looking animal.
Thank you.
Alley is not just a name, but an ellipse. So that takes X, Y, another X, Y, and then a color, if I remember correctly. Getting some Attack of the Mutant Llama Camel soft vibes here from Gasman's side of the screen. If you are at all interested in this kind of stuff, please visit lifecoding.demozoo.org for more information, upcoming events, past events, and the most awesome size-constrained and live-coded productions you can imagine. While I'm doing a terrible interpretive dance, the interpretive coding competition continues with another 21 minutes on the clock. I'm seeing shocked llama face. That llama must have seen some capybara or guinea pig and or unicorn in the field somewhere. Super Rogue is trying to model the exact details of the unicorn that was presented to him. I don't know if it's helping, but it might. Next function in line, triangle. It takes 3 times X, Y, and a color. In size-constrained coding, this is a terrible thing because it has an enormous amount of parameters. If you're enjoying the music, please give it up for Ariel, our residential DJ. Well, I'm seeing that neck length variable in action now. Sinking to the beat. I'm seeing some unicorn horn action here on Super Rogue's side. And meanwhile, Guessman's llama is bouncing around. And the music died. So, time for me to tell some more about Demo Scene.
Demo
effects. And there are hundreds upon hundreds of demo parties every year. Some are dedicated to a single platform. For example, in March, if I recall correctly, next year there will be X 2023, which is a Commodore 64 only party, so only people 40 plus are allowed. Sorry, Lynn. There are some Amiga-oriented parties, for example, I forgot. Atari-oriented parties like Outline, where nobody gives a fuck that's Atari-oriented and just puts in demos on any platform imaginable. There are big events like Evoke, Revision, that even has a satellite party on a mountain that is Boozembly, where there's just alcohol being drank and happy hardcore techno music being played on technically completely Amiga mod. There's Nova. And where is Nova? Nova in the UK. So there you can only use BS something something plugs for your computer, which is completely impractical in a European Union where everybody uses Shuko. But other than that, luckily they do have 230 volts or plus minus some volts at 50 hertz. So that's pretty much okay. There's many, many parties and everybody should go to one when they have the time. The soonest party is Evoke, that will be in Cologne, and that's the 5th of August, if I recall correctly. So, if possible, I'll be there. I'll try to be there. Won't make any promises. And over the years, I've seen that most of the fun demo entries are actually in size-constrained competitions. First, there was the 64K, 4K, but nowadays 1K up to... And I don't want to distract Super Rogue while he's doing some very hardcore math. What is the smallest competition we have at Lovebite? 16-byte competition, so literally 16 characters and 8-byte showcases. So, I mean, my name is longer than 16 bytes. My birth date is longer than 8 bytes. And just, yes, you can demo.
Just going to say in here, I forgot to mention Field FX, which is the demo party that happens at EMF Camp.
Awesome. If anybody has shout-outs for more events, please walk up to the microphone or any other interruptions of any kind. We are also past the halfway mark of this show. It's a show competition, not really a competition. And in the meantime, Guessman has a dancing llama in a field of rainbow sky. Super Rogue has a wobbly-eyed unicorn. It's only wobbly-eyed because of the interpolation of the stream. Nice. And yes, when leaving the tent, please remember to give back your headphones. They are expensive and we want to do this another time in the very near future. This is also the first time a coding challenge has been done in silent disco style. And I kind of like it. So, any new functions? Well, the CLS clear screen, you give it a color, and that gives you a nice background color, for example. Or I'm guessing a field of grass color. I like the color scheme, the cool color scheme that Rogue is going for with the bluish hue. The unicorn now has bouncy eyes. The unicorn looks like it's put its tent next to the Garoffel village and never heard of Garoffel before. For people just entering or new, the TIC 80 is a fantasy console. It is a memory and resolution constrained device that uses Lua in this case to program, and every frame the TIC function is called, and all the code is executed and drawn on the screen. Ooh, that tunnel is starting to turn. I think Gasman is adding some rotating stars that represent the European Union, missing one star. In the meantime, Super Rogue's tunnely trippy unicorn is flashing its eyes at you. with only 8.5 minutes remaining. The unicorn now has flashy feet. Or at least legs. Gasman's side, we're getting some starry effect, star, bloomy, flowery things going. If there's any developers in the room, you might notice that demo sceners like naming variables in terrible ways. That's mostly because of size constraint coding. Because what actually is a UX, a UI? Gasman adding some more colored stars to his sky. While Super Rogue is adding some nostrils or other parts to the unicorn, we have Gasman adding colorful stars or reaping some of the coloredness of the stars. And Super Rogue is trying to prove that he's not only a live coder, but also a live modeler. And there's still no mathematician who wants to explain to me what an ETAN is. Anti-tangent? Arc-tangent? So how does that work?
Well, the arctangent basically calculates the angle between the x and y. So give it x and y, and it makes the, or it calculates the triangle, the angle of the triangle. So the straight parts of a 90 degree triangle.
Thank you.
So basically you can usually get the direction if you know two points.
That is very handy.
Yes, that's also all I do with arctangent. For the rest, probably all the useful things, but I just see it as X and Y 2 degrees or gradient.
Thank you. Yes. That is very helpful. I've learned something here today. I hope you've all learned in the audience that TIC-80s are awesome. Size constraint and time constraint coding is awesome. Live coding is awesome. And that you should really go to livecoding.demozoo.org and check out some more events like this. And when leaving the tent, please remember to return your headphones to the box you found them in. Gasman's hippie llama in a field of flowers is dancing away happily. And Super Rogue is adding some text to his production. And we now have less than 2 minutes remaining on this last round of exhibition competition, live coding, Lua, byte coding, byte challenge, byte jam. There is no name for this, so let's call it a byte battle at MCH. Gasman just gave the llama an awkward haircut. Which was meant to be a necklace. With less than 1 minute remaining, please give it up for both Gasman and Super Rogue. Last minute tweaking on the positioning of the lettering. And we are almost done in 10, 9, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody give it up for Gasman, Super Rogue, and our resident DJ Io. And of course, our referee, Havok. Well, and for me, I'm Anus or Anion, and hope to see you at a demo party in the very near future. Also, thanks to Dave Borghuis for arranging all this, and everybody here in the audience for keeping up with us. Thank you, everybody.